Mary redeemed a $50,000 cash prize playing Chumba Casino online.
I was only playing for fun, so winning was a dream come true.
Chumba Casino is America's favorite free online social casino. You too could have the chance to win life-changing cash prizes. Absolutely anybody could be like Mary. Be like Mary. Log on to ChumbaCasino.com and play for free now. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details. The voice of the preceding commercial was not the actual voice of the winner.
This podcast could be boiled down to the sentence, and then Ashley said the thing about testicles.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the 33% Majority. This is a talk show where you'll find three friends each fighting for their 15 minutes of fame. I'm your host, resident tired morning boy, Tom Hutchinson.
I am your actual host, resident glass eater, Ashley Hall.
And I'm actually the real host, Alex Springthorpe. How are we doing then today, guys? You both tired. Seem tired.
Sad and tired.
I'm not tired, but my voice is a bit croaky.
This is a 33% first. This is a 9 a.m. recording.
Can I just get a vibe check? Are we happy with recording in the morning? Can we just stop?
No, I love a vibe check. These are good vibes. Good morning vibes.
Okay.
It's recording day. It's early. I've got a cup of tea.
Life's Tommy, good. You seem to be struggling the most with it.
Yeah, I'm flagging. I'm flagging hard.
Well, to perk you up, why don't we spend a moment just to celebrate 500 listeners in our first month of podcasting?
500 human beings. Woohoo!
500 people pressed play and listened to upwards of 60 seconds of us doing this. And that,
it's
I
amazing.
Think, is brilliant.
Honestly, it's crazy times. More than a minute of me, unbearable. So, listeners, so proud of you.
I mute you most of the time on this podcast, Ash, so very well done to the listeners.
Tom has his phone set to mute my segment every year.
What's that, Ash? Sorry?
has your phone set? Fuck you, man. That took me a full minute to get. It's too early for that. So that made me seem real sharp, homie.
Zing. You just got. Ashley, if you look behind you, there's a camera there. There's a camera to your left. You've just been pranked by the prank patrol.
You just got friggin' prank patrolled.
They had, yeah. Didn't they have ninjas on that? Didn't they have prank ninjas?
Yes, they did. And we have them on this show, Ashley. They've stolen all of your worldly possessions.
The Honourable History of the Ninja, used for a children's TV programme. Love that.
The ninjas of the night have stolen all of your HDMI cables. Now what?
I can't believe
Where's
it.
Where's your god
I
now?
I have to watch everything. It's time for VGA cables and sadness.
I miss VGA cables.
Right, I'm going to kick off this week then, chaps, if that's all right with you. Actually, I don't care, because I'm the host. My segment comes with an element of risk.
Okay.
Oh. Are we feeling adventurous, my two thrill-seeking friends?
I'm sure. Always adventurous. Adventure's my middle name.
So we record this show on Discord. That's how we chitter and chatter. So I'm going to just load up the old screen-sharing function here.
Mm-hmm.
Can you see what I see?
Oh my gosh. Hold on.
No, because I'm not looking. Hang on.
Oh my god, so many technical issues.
It appears
Hold
to be
on.
A
Good
picture of
grief.
Some flowers.
So I found Tommy, are you live and in session?
So many technical issues there. My god.
Okay.
I'm gonna have to move my setup, sorry guys. I'm gonna have to just shuffle about a little bit. I'm going like full handheld mic right now.
Oh dear.
I love it. Do you feel like you're being interviewed by yourself?
It's wonderful, actually. Do you know what? I feel like I might do this permanently. I apologise to Alex for... Future Alex, sorry, should I say, for editing time, because this will probably be clickety-clackety.
No, you're sounding all right currently, so we'll have to see. This is a music video that I found.
Okay.
That harkens back to something you proposed, Tommy, in episode 2.
Oh god, that's a deep
cut. Oh god,
cut.
Is it Goofy having sex with Pluto, because I can't watch this.
Very, very nearly. But what I need you guys to do, with this being an audio medium, is I'm going to press play on this, and you guys have got to describe in excruciating detail what exactly we're looking at. So kick us off. What are we looking at with the very first frame of this video?
It's a beautiful little daisy in some dirt.
Excellent.
It's a little daisy boy just hanging out in the dirt.
Quite a sunny day, I would say. It's quite a close little macro shot of these three daisies.
Just them, just hanging out.
Are we ready for me to press play?
Okay. I'm scared. Okay. Is it weird that I'm more frightened now than I have been before anything else in my life?
Mate, you bloody should be. Right, pressing play now.
Daisy wiggling.
Salvatore Ganacci, sweet name. Nice boots. There's guy a guy in boots, walking with brown trousers.
Right to the right. Yeah, brown trousers, socks rolled above trousers. Boy cycle.
Boy cycle.
He's got a rifle. He's an old
man. He's got a gun.
Somebody's dead. Right,
I'm pausing here. What's happened? What have we looked at so far?
Sideburns. The guy's got sideburns.
He's got sideburns. They're pretty good sideburns.
So a man has walked into frame wearing boots. He's got a rifle slung over his shoulder. He's seen a pile of rubbish, trash, and garbo.
And there's a dead Bodhi.
And there was a hand sticking.
And also, just in terms of like scenery, there's some like rocky cliffs, some shrubbery. So this might be the outback.
It's kind of got Breaking Bad
Dakota
vibes.
Yeah, could be Mexico. So
okay, I'm going to press play again.
Okay. He's running. He's dragging the body.
A nice man. He's pulling him out.
Oh, he's pulling trash out of the pile, like really angry, and he's worried. The bloke is.
Oh God!
Just going to skip back to that freeze frame so we can.
You didn't.
What are we looking at here,
listeners? At specifically 0:28, a man is a motorcycle.
It's a man. It's like a centaur, but instead of a horse, it's a motorbike.
Yes, no handlebars, just a torso.
He's got no handlebars. He's just got a torso. He's fallen over, and because he's
the
got,
man
like,
is the handlebars.
This is horrific.
So the really challenging thing about this freeze frame is the fleshy complexion of the motorcycle. It the body flows into motorcycle.
The motorcycle looks as though it's made of skin.
Yeah, which I'm not a fan.
Are we ready for more?
Those are all moving.
Oh, I understand boy cycle now. Go for it.
Boy cycle.
He's a boy cycle. Where's his wanger?
Where's his wanger?
You'll see.
You don't wanna know.
Okay, so the man is nursing him now. He's taking care of boy cycle. Oh my god, there's a motorcycle in the bed with a blanket over it. He's now walking the man.
It's just kind of pushing
Imagine
him along.
Imagine filming this. This is the worst thing.
There are headlights where there should be two meat and two potatoes.
Meat and two potatoes, baby.
I nearly said
Alex,
two.
Alex, this is the worst thing you've ever showed me. Oh, loads of time is passing. It's the passage of time.
Oh, he's wheel spinning.
Oh, he's doing wheel spins. This is incredible.
The man's angry. There are utes. British utes. Oh, he's being washed. Daddy's washing the boy cycle. Oh no, he's washing the headlights, which is,
I've
where the cronk should be.
I hate this.
This is hell.
Skin motorcycle boy did a little skin on some grass. It got very muddy, and now his new dad is sudding him up and washing him down exactly where his peepers should be.
Yeah.
At 59 seconds, can we just get a bit of a vibe check? How are we feeling about Salvatore Ganacci's boy cycle thus far?
I'm nervous. I don't like it. This gives me the same feeling that like all those creepypastas with like Mickey Mouse's face give me.
I think the most challenging thing for me is somebody thought about it and then put this much fucking effort in, and it's magical because this is a lot.
I mean, how many views does this video have? How many people have been subjected to this horror?
I'm going to let you guess. How many do you think?
3
Six,
million.
And we're three of them.
4.8 million.
Good gravy.
Right, Salvatore Ganacci, we need to talk to you about what you're exposing people to. This is unhealthy. It makes me feel bad things.
I'm gonna press play again now. Now that he's having his peepers cleaned.
Oh.
He's not happy about washing the pee-piss, is he? Oh, no. Skin Boy is very happy.
Oh, shit. He's riding him.
He's looking through some bushes at two swans that are in love. And
two cockroaches that are in love.
And two human.
A lady and a man. Oh, God. He's ominously standing in the window.
Oh, and he's looking at people with feet.
He's got a scrapbook full of pictures of people's feet, which if I had,
hiding
would be
it like
weird. Because he doesn't have feet. I get it. I was like, oh, no, Dad, I wasn't looking at legs again. I've paused on this
yeah, scene change here, just so we can really establish this shot of this aggressively 1970s bedroom in which the motorcycle boy resides in. He was flicking through pics of feeted people.
And legs,
not
yep.
to be confused with feeted people, as in like people that smell and are a bit rotten.
All had legs. So now we're looking at Oldman, who's just entered the door.
He's found his leg porn collection.
Leg porn yep. collection. He's hiding it behind his back, trying to conceal it. Are we ready?
No, Dad, it's not. Yeah, of course.
We're ready for some more. Let's go.
He's got a present of some kind. Oh. It's... It's trousers for the motorbike. Oh, he's scooting off.
He threw them down and rolled away. Now he's destroying the house.
Now he's doing a chaos to this old man's house.
Leave me alone, he says.
He says, you're not my real dad.
You're not my real dad. Which is my catchphrase. You love.
I need to find the Yamaha that made me.
Oh, no.
Oh, he's sad. He's laying down.
Marco's back wheel's spinning without a chain.
His chainless sprocket spins sadly.
He's just seen a mermaid. He's seen a photo of a mermaid and he's enchanted by it.
Oh, he's putting everything back together.
He's cleaning up his destruction.
But he's a man with a motorbike. I like how his dad's fitted a ramp for him.
Yeah,
he's outside the house now with a bag packed. It's a sad scene, this one.
I like how he just kind of scoots away.
Or the... You're just a boy cycle. Father, I'm a man cycle. Good grief. Oh, and he's just
now
cutting
he's riding
up.
Through the twisties. Carving
oh,
this
wonderful.
Countryside.
What the fuck?
Oh, it seems as though he's looking for a mermaid. He found a picture of a mermaid and he wants to find said mermaid.
He's now just showing it to various citizens. Yeah.
He's like, hi, I'm Mancycle. Have you seen my wife?
He spotted some fishermen.
Yep, he's at the docks.
Excuse me, fishermen, have you seen this fanciful image of a mermaid? Oh,
they're laughing.
That's not...
They're laughing at him. They've scrunched up his picture and thrown it at him.
Oh, goodness. A big punch.
Mancycle's got
big
hands,
been beaten
but they
up
have
now.
Just... Yeah, they're just stomping on his... fuel tank and everything.
I like how there was one shot where a guy just put his hand on the fuel tank. Like, everyone else was kicking, and he just kind of gently placed his fingers on it, like, yeah, I love you, it's okay.
He's still got his mermaid pick, though.
Oh.
Oh my god. It's jet
it's
ski
a woman,
lady.
It's a woman ski.
A woman fused with a flesh jet ski.
Ah.
I love it.
And now they're riding off into the sunset together. Boy, man cycle on the sand, woman ski on the ocean. As it was meant to be.
So what do we think of Salvatore Ganacci's Boycicle?
I mean, without the song, I fail to understand how it relates, but...
Well, I don't think the lyrics were connected to the music video somehow. I could be wrong. You could correct me if I'm wrong, but I don't think they're connected.
Guys, can I ask you a quick question?
And I needed to share
a quick question.
Yes,
sorry, Alex, I'm going to cut you off, just... Super cut you off. If a man had a motorcycle for the lower sort of portion of his body,
yep.
Where are the pissies coming from? Where are the poopies coming from?
Well, you'd have an oil change.
Yeah. Tommy is forgetting all about the exhaust, which of course plays a pivotal role in the excretion of waste. It is just an exhaust pipe.
Yeah, for people that don't know motorcycles, do cars have them?
Yes.
What, exhaust pipes? I hope so.
Do they?
It is the pipe in which gas is exhausted.
Oh, okay. So he could fart from the exhaust pipe, but not poop? Or could he poop?
I have a really important question that is about exhausts.
Okay.
It's really important.
Yep.
Do Teslas have exhausts?
Okay, before I answer that question and give you any kind of advice, I want you to explain why you think they might do.
Well, because they're a car, and I'm so used to seeing cars with exhaust. I feel like seeing a car without exhaust is like seeing a man with a motorcycle for a body. You just kind of panic.
It's horrifying.
Yeah, it's like seeing a person with no head. You look and you're like, oh, fuck, he's missing something important.
It's an affront to nature. It's not right. We don't like it.
Both God and man are against you. Listen, any headless listeners out there, not sure you're welcome. Not sure you're allowed to be here. If you haven't got a head, stop listening.
I mean, hang on. Wait, hang on. Where would they put the earphones?
In their exhausts.
No.
In the metal.
But that was my segment of I show two people a video and then they describe it live on air. After editing, we'll see if that ever happens again.
We'll see how this one goes down.
Can we, for the people that are on our Instagram and on our Facebook and all that luck, can we please put a cropped still of Man Motorcycle on the teaser?
We can do. We absolutely can do. If, for whatever reason, anybody listening at home needs to see what we've just seen, that was Salvatore Ganacci's Boycycle, available on YouTube, Vimeo, and Dailymotion. Other streaming services are available.
Which one's Vimeo? Vimeo? Have I used Vimeo? Have we used Vimeo?
I've never used it.
I'm a confused old man. What is all this newfangled technology?
I think Vimeo is a very old-fangled technology that never really took off.
Mm. Listen, Vimeo, if you're listening, we're still down for that sweet sponsorship.
Now that Alex has completed that sort of very revolutionary segment of his, do you guys fancy playing a game of Want the Frictionary?
Ooh. I'm down.
Yeah, please.
Yeah, just a quick one.
Middle of the show game time.
Separate the segments, why not?
We should probably have some like introductory music right about here. Tom, can you put together some music for this?
Yes, I will do it now.
No, Tom, I hated that one. That one really doesn't fit. Can you do a new one?
What about this one?
Have you got anything with like bassier drums?
Okay, super bass coming now.
What, Nicki Minaj's super bass?
Did you like it?
I don't think we can use that. I don't think Nicki's going to give us permission to use super bass.
I'll ask her. I'll ask Nicki.
Alex, can you text Nicki Minaj? I know you guys are close.
She's your sister.
It's going to be awkward if I have to ask her. She's your dad.
And now, the real music. The one that isn't a prank.
Thank you, and welcome everybody to a game of Urban... What the Frictionary?
Where's all your gumption gone, mate? Where's the stank? There was so much stank on Urban Frictionary the first time.
Let me try again. Welcome everybody to Urban... What the Frictionary?
Much better, thank you.
Much stankier.
It's so good to be back. Thanks for having us, Tom.
You're welcome.
I've had a lovely day out so far. I'm really excited to get down and play.
Okay, for any new listeners on today's episode, Urban What the Frictionary, the three of us will each try and define an entry from the Urban Dictionary, and we don't know what the definition is. So the first one that I've got is clutch oven. That's clutch, C-L-U-T-C-H, oven, the thing that is hot that you cook flesh in. Clutch oven.
Yuck.
It sounds yucky, right?
That was not a nice way of saying the what an oven is, but we digress.
Did you mean the hot
oven?
The hot flesh box?
Yeah, the hot flesh place. The place where you put cold stuff in and make it be good when it comes out.
Fair enough. So a Dutch oven is a something. Is it...
Is a bad.
Is the clutch oven a relative?
It sounds as though it has to be, but again... Please don't ask me as though I know what it is. I don't know the definition either.
I'm bouncing ideas off my two chums to see if we can put the world to rights and define and figure out between us, using scientific evidence and facts, what a clutch oven is.
It's the half man, half motorcycle Dutch oven. It's when motorcycle man is under the blankets and he uses his exhaust, but he's got the clutch in, so he's not doing burnouts in bed.
Oh, you don't want to do a burnout in bed, do you?
No.
Yeah, of course not. Try not to get him burnt out in bed. It's not good for you. The friction, first of all, yeah. Not great.
A man cycle or human, burning out in bed is bad.
Yeah, especially a man cycle, because if you're the big spoon and he's the man cycle, oh, he'd be so comfortable to spoon. I'm sorry, I'm getting sidetracked.
Oh, yeah,
clutch oven
get to sit
is.
On
it. Oh, perfect. That's the only thing I look for in a partner. Mm. How good are they to sit on? My partner has this wonderful addition where I just bring a booster seat and put it on her lap. It's really comfortable. Is that weird? Have I gone too far? But no, I think a clutch oven is motorcycle farts, isn't it? That's my guess.
Okay. Alex?
And motorcycle farts.
Clutch oven. I do think it's, related to Dutch oven. Clutch. Is it where you do a Dutch oven, but you clutch them and you hold them in place so that unable to escape the fart prison?
So an aggressive Dutch oven. You see, for me, I was going along the same lines, clutching, like grabbing something. So without being too utterly disgusting, is a hand entering something and grabbing a hold of whatever it is, post or pre Dutch oven? I'm not sure.
This is awful, horrific, and I hate every single bit of it. What is a clutch oven, Tommy?
Oh, okay. So a clutch oven is to fart in a car full of people, crank the heat, and lock the doors.
That's a war crime in five different countries.
The Geneva Convention is in place to stop exactly this.
Actually, the Geneva Convention's in tatters now because of this. This is, total war crime.
Torn to ribbons.
You desecrated it. World.
Look what's happened to my darling boy.
But anyway, I think as a result of that little quick game of What the Frictionary, Ash, are you now the host?
I think I'm taking over the universe as host, not just of the show, but of everyone's lives. Okay. Dear listeners, I'll be telling you what to do. Check your mailbox for instructions later today. My segment this week, I'm going to talk to you all about Our Lord and Saviour cancel culture. And by that, I'm not Our Lord and Saviour. I want to talk to you about how I think, and this is a hot take coming in real fresh, removing people's right to talk about certain subjects, whilst really good for the people who are being victimised by those people saying those things. So, for instance, a lot of people who are racist get banned off Twitter. Personally, I'm a fan of that. But I also think it comes with the connotation of making martyrs of these people. Oh, well, these people with these opinions are being silenced. Oh, well, somebody that's the idiots who are like, oh, they're speaking the truth, they're fellow flat earthers and fucking racists and bigots. I think cancel culture is dangerous because it makes martyrs of the people that it's cancelling.
Mm. I'm surprised that's the stance you took when you mentioned that you would be doing cancel culture. I thought you would be on the other side of the fence and you'd be very, very for it and love it.
I'm very surprised by that, actually.
I'm in agreement. I think it takes away the ability to face your accuser and go, whoa, hang on, you've had one side of this story, but as we all know, they always have two, and this is mine.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And if you take away their opportunity to, first of all, say their side of the story, and also, you remove the opportunity for growth. Like, nobody gets better if you don't talk them through it. Like, if somebody's a fucking racist, by all means, hey man, what you just said, not fucking cool. Mm-hmm. Here's why you're wrong. Here's why you shouldn't be thinking like that. And then get them to try and explain it, because for most people that have those stupid racist opinions, it comes from ignorance.
Mm-hmm. I think, racism is one of those where if somebody publicly on Twitter, as your example, is racist, it's quite easy to look at that and go, no, you used a word there that is so not socially acceptable. You know it, I know it, everybody knows it. You done a racist, but with slightly more like nuanced stories, I had to gather up leading expert witness on cancel culture because the group of people that I follow on the internet and YouTube specifically, they just talk about race cars and, going quickly.
Yeah, it's really unlikely they're going to say anything to be cancelled for.
Oh, look at this V8 motor.
Cancelled. How could you?
But my fiance Beth, her circle, there's a lot of it, kind of with lifestyle and beauty vloggers and all of that. And I kind of had to have a crash course on cancel culture pre-episode. Yep. And yeah, it is very interesting because it does entirely take away your position to go, whoa, hang on, no, that's
not what
that,
I
that sequence of events is incorrect. But also there's an awful lot of pandering on the internet. And as part of my research, I ended up on James Charles. Are the two of you familiar?
Oh. Yes.
Hi there, sisters.
You got it, Ashley. So I believe, to summarise what I was taught this morning, 2 years ago, a thing kicked off with two people accusing him of doing a something that may or may not have been true. The voice was taken away, and over a period of time, it was proved that actually the thing didn't really happen in that way. More recently, though, there have been further accusations that James Charles has been approaching underage people. Trying to do a relationship with them. And the world has gone somewhat crazy with accusations of he should be verifying their age. And in all of the proof that has happened, he does. He asks the question. And unless you're IDing everybody you talk to.
I feel like at one point, though, he did follow the kid on social media. The kid said, hey, I can't talk tonight. It's me dang birthday party. And then on his social media, he was holding a balloon that said not of legal age to shag adults.
Sorry, the balloon, the whole thing just said not of an age to shag adults.
Yes.
it was a big
balloon. I don't think you can buy that from Tesco's. I don't think they sell that one there.
It's a custom.
It's a very
job.
Specific event balloon. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm reluctant to joke too terribly about this because obviously,
there's obviously a problem here.
This is a very hot topic, and just to throw my two pence in the ring, and I'm very very happy to die upon the horse that I sit upon. The view is majestic.
The boy cycle.
I fucking love. Yes, the boy cycle. I love cancel culture. I don't share your sentiments purely for the fact that, you know, when somebody sympathizes with a granny for using a racial slur, racial slurs have been outlawed for not 3 months, not 1 year, but many, many time. And so my opinion is that if you do something on a public stage where other people can read and hear those things, you don't deserve to really atone for them. For example, if the three of us are sat in a room and I say something insensitive, you guys give me the benefit of the doubt, you learn me, and I don't do it again. You know, I get better. But if I am stupid enough to say something that could be taken as offensive or just point blank is offensive, I don't deserve the same respect because it's not just the three of us
talking.
No,
that's bullshit. Everybody deserves an opportunity to learn, grow, develop and become better.
You run the risk of your actions being how you feel about what you do is by who is watching you do it. So what your statement was that in front of your three friends, you can make a mistake, be corrected on that mistake, and still be a good person. You make that mistake in front of 1,000 people,
and you run the risk of offending way more people. This is my point. It's more. But if you throw a rock
and it into a crowd and it hits one person, is that worse than throwing the rock at one person, or is it the same crime? It's the same crime. It's just more people saw you do it. By all means, tell a racist they're a fucking moron. Listen, punch a racist. I'm not. If you're listening and you have racist friends or racist family and you've corrected them once and they haven't changed, punch a racist. Like, I'm here for you.
Yeah.
Sock the racist. Mm. However, when they delete accounts, for instance, one of my least favorite people in the world, J.K. Rowling, wrote some fantastic books and was cancelled because of some transphobic comments. Now, some of my closest friends are trans. And I will punch a transphobe, no problem. I have no issue with that. But in removing J.K. Rowling's right to say, okay, here's why I felt like this, and this is why, and X and Y and Z, a lot of people who are transphobic are using J.K. Rowling as their little mascot.
And I do see your point. I do get that.
With stuff like that, it's really stark. It's so stark, that contrast between, you know, hey, this really fucking cut and dry, this respected person that influenced so many people's childhoods, myself, mine included, I love J.K. Rowling's work, to then suddenly be a figure of, oh no, that's actually, you know, a symbol of transphobia, a spearhead of the community of transphobes. Yeah, of course, that's fucking awful, but it's really easy to define because you look at it and go, yeah, that's exactly what it is. With more nuanced story and issues, there needs to be a chance to get both sides of the rhetoric. Otherwise, it is just one accusation and somebody goes, yeah, that's fucking bang on, that is. This is the outcome. In the same way, if you walked up to somebody in the street in front of a police officer with a shotgun and shot somebody in front of the police, quite clear, that's what happened. A crime took place in front of a witness. That's what happened. With more complex cases, that's why there are juries and, you know, court cases, trials. What is the evidence? How do we, if there was a crime committed, how do we appropriately punish this? What's the right way of going about this? What actually happened?
And I think that people see that being online is a right. You know, people are like, oh, I've been removed off Twitter. What about freedom of speech? Homie, Twitter's a private company. They don't owe you private. You don't, it's not a right. You know what I mean? It's something, it's not a given.
Yeah.
It's not for you. It's a company.
Twitter giveth and Twitter taketh away.
Absolutely. As the Bible says, Twitter giveth, but also he who is without sin cast the first tweet.
Good grief. I think it's really difficult, because do you guys know of a director called James Gunn? He directed the Guardians of the Galaxy films, if that rings any bells.
I wasn't gonna have seen it, was I?
He's a director, man, of comedy movies, good comedy. He was removed as director of the second Guardians of the Galaxy film because of a slew of tweets that appeared from way back in 2009. People hated him. He was done. He had
career
been cancelled.
Yeah.
However, when you view the tweets that he'd done made through the viewfinder of 2009 comedy, he was being accused of like paedophilic comments and stuff like that. But all he had said was like, my shower head feels like a 6-year-old pissing on me. And it's like, that's only sexual if you make it sexual.
A weak stream of piss. Yeah. It's sexual if you see 6-year-olds pissing as sexual.
Exactly.
Which most people,
precisely.
I would assume, don't.
Yeah, I don't.
There is also, it circles back round to like Ash's point, because it's like, if you throw a rock into a crowd thing, it's maybe at the time he had 1,000 followers. And now he's got hundreds of thousands, so that the chances of somebody looking at it going, oh, that's weird. Well, no, it wasn't. It isn't. It's just more people to perceive it and process it.
There should be a statute of limitations on bullshit that you've said, because
probably
we have all said, like, nobody in this podcast and nobody listening, and I defy you to tell me otherwise, listeners, has never said anything wrong. I have said some horrible things, like, no doubt, Alex and you guys, you both definitely said some horrible things. Mm-hmm. But it's about intent. In the last 3 years, I don't think I've said anything to deliberately hurt someone. I don't think I've pointed my words at a person and thought, no, fuck you. Especially not for things beyond that person's control.
Yeah.
But 15-year-old me? 15-year-old me was an asshole. Like, I'd punch that guy in the face. And I find it really hard to believe that if it was, let's say this podcast made it and we do well, and one of our 500 listeners boosts us to the moon and we become very popular.
Yeah.
I worry for the skeletons that would be found, because we've all fucked up.
Yeah.
And cancel culture is the removal of the opportunity to say, hey, listen, all those years ago, I was a different person. I made a mistake. And I haven't done that. It's like, I've changed. It's been X amount of years. I'm a whole different man now. Apologies. But it removes the opportunity to be better.
Ash, do you mind if I adjust my initial comment, please?
Yes, I do mind. Fuck you. No,
okay. I would say that for the most part, I would treat cancel culture as very black and white. And yeah, my stance would be, love it. Great. Brilliant, bring it on. Get racist, gone. You know, it's that would be my stuff.
Yeah, by
however,
all means, get racist, gone.
What I will say is that based on what you've just said, I would say I totally agree with you in that if a prominent figure puts something on Twitter today and says, oh, fuck that marginalized community or whatever, you know, something horrible and insensitive, yes, get them gone. But I will admit that, you know, people can make mistakes and can be not as educated as they should be. And maybe something that they did 10 years ago, they should be given the opportunity to at least explain or atone for that mistake. So I will give you guys that for sure.
I think, an interesting way of looking at it is there a time and a place for cancel culture? Yeah, I think there really is in those stark instances of, no, that is unequivocally awful and you're a bad person. You've got a history of this and you don't deserve whatever you've got currently, whatever, take it away. Cancelled. With the slightly more nuanced things, I think it's always worth giving somebody an opportunity to improve. Nobody has the power to take away somebody's right to improvement.
You're right. You're right. Yeah, that's fair. That's a fair point. Yeah.
It's a dangerous, dangerous game. And I think it makes it harder to have the hot button conversations that need to happen, because change does not come from the barrel of a gun. It comes from a conversation. It comes from talking to your fucking racist friends. Make them explain the joke.
Calling them out.
Who prominently has been cancelled? Who do we know that's been cancelled?
J.K. Rowling, James Charles, Alex Jones, famously removed from Twitter.
Donald Trump was de-twittered, wasn't he?
Listen, that if anyone needed to be de-twittered, he is a dangerous person to let have social media.
Yeah. He was super zucked.
He was a dangerous man to let run for president. He was a dangerous man to let have any kind of empire, really. He was just a bad bloke. So that one, fuck yeah.
Whose idea was it to have America have their political system be a popularity contest? Whose idea was that? Because you can't let popular people run your country because they're popular for all the wrong reasons. Yes. You're not well-liked for being good at your job. You're well-liked for being funny. And those two aren't the same skill. Like, sometimes I'm quite funny. Would I run a country? Absolutely not.
Do you remember that time that Boris said that thing about bendy buses, though? That was very good.
Ba-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da, bendy buses. And then all the young people were like, oh, Boris Johnson, we'll vote him into power. And then it turns out he's a cocaine-snorting racist.
Yeah, I did it, and for the cocaine as well. I think it's all very charming. Charming young man.
No, he's not a charming man, no.
Charming young man that does cocaine and says, bendy buses.
I like that picture of him when he's like in one of those harnesses going down a zip line, and he looks like he should be in a papoose. It looks like Gordon Brown should have him in a papoose. Can one of you Photoshop Gordon Brown holding our favourite Boris Johnson in a papoose, please?
What do you mean, listeners? What do you mean, listeners? Like, it's not going to fucking be me.
I'm not going to ask you to do it, Alex, because I fear that you'll do them naked.
If you want me to do it, I can. Yeah, I can.
Could you imagine the size of Boris Johnson's Johnson?
Tiny with massive testicles, but not in like a good way.
Yeah. It's got massive testicles, but it's haunting. It's in the darkness. I close my eyes and I see them.
Well,
that's the stuff of nightmares.
I mean, with that, talking about testicles and pimpuses. Should we do another game of Urban What the Frictionary?
Oh, yes, please. Play that beautiful music.
Okay. The one I've got here. Hold on. It's called chipmunking. Chipmunking. So chipmunk, but with an ing on the end. The animal, the rodent, chipmunk with an ing on the
putting
end.
Putting loads of nuts in my mouth.
I'm going to...
Putting loads of nuts in my mouth.
Oh, okay. Yeah, no, that could very well be it. I was going to say, it sounds like I think it was my geography GCSE, I wrote my name on it and then spent the hour that ensued trying to fill my mouth with as much saliva as I possibly could.
Sorry, we're going to go off track for a second.
Yeah.
One of my friends was actually talking about you the other day, and they said that one of their favourite things that you ever did in school was in your religious education exam,
Yep.
You scribbled over the entire front page of the exam. And when the invigilator came over to say, Alex, could you, like, not?
Uh-huh.
You just threw your desk and left the exam.
That does sound like Alex, in fairness.
I was a different person back then.
Yes.
Alex is cancelled for being disrespectful to an exam.
Before I'm cancelled, it was wrong of me. I shouldn't have treated that invigilator like that, nor my fellow peers. I made a mistake. I was suffering with some stuff there.
Funny, though. Funny form, though.
Adult listeners, stop invigilating exams. Stop it. It's not a cool job.
Do I regret it?
No.
But anyway, to get back to my point, I filled my mouth with so much saliva that I think I looked a bit like a chipmunk, but with dribble.
So you think it's liquid-based then, rather than nut-based?
No, that was where my mind first went, and then Ashley said the thing about testicles.
Okay.
This podcast could be boiled down to the sentence, and then Ashley said the thing about testicles.
That's the new tagline. The 33% majority, and then Ashley spoke about balls.
I'm editing together the teaser right, like, today, now. I started it this morning, and the title of it is, That Time Ashley Said Puss.
Oh, I don't like that. Last episode was I blacked out for the entirety of my segment last episode. I don't remember it.
Oh, wonderful.
Ashley isn't
wonderful.
Here right now. Just while we've got the subject of exams happening, does anyone else remember how weird people behave when they're in exams? Alex, you're a prime example, colouring in the entire front page and then throwing your desk and walking out. I liked it when people were just fainting, like, that was a whole thing. There was a rumour going around that if somebody died during the exam, everybody would get their predicted grades.
Yeah.
Which wouldn't have been great for me, because I'm thick as pig shit, I've never done well in exams. But... like, ooh. People were like, oh, who's taking on for the team? And I'm like, oh, I don't know, maybe that's my calling. Maybe I get everybody else here an A.
So in my English language exam, which I'm going to brag a little bit, do quite well in it, finished about half an hour early. I was sat really near to a close friend of
story
mine.
Story of your life, that time.
I was sat close to a good friend of mine, and... the two of us, Alex, as you'll be aware, just used to find it funny to make silly noises. So we had a game of bogeys, but with the noise, and that became unmanageable. We were just going.
I didn't know which friend you were talking about until you made the noise.
Yeah. Now obviously it's very, very clear. Yeah. And we got away with it, and I did well in the exam. Walked out with an A. Wonderful. Yeah.
An A. God, what heady heights. Yeah. Was that your highest grade? What was your highest grade, Tom?
I got GCSE, I got an A in English language and an A in the performing arts. So those were
And what
my
was your mother's
ones.
Maiden name?
Yeah.
I'm taking over your identity.
Ashley, what did you get? How did you do in school?
I did fucking terribly, but I've lied on my CV, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
If look, you get... nobody's checking it. Listeners, people don't check your CV.
If you get my GCSE results and if you write down my grades on a sheet of paper, spell the word fudge.
Oh, that sounds familiar.
Which isn't a good... that's not a good end of the alphabet to be able to do an anagram with.
No.
So,
well, good work. Good work on the schooling, guys.
Yeah.
Chipmunking?
Cheers, bud. Oh yeah, we were doing a segment.
This is not a school segment.
Yeah, nut, it's nut time, Tommy. Tommy's nut time.
Tommy's nut times.
I think it's nibbling on something, but I'm not sure what.
On what, Thomas?
You
fucking tell me what right now or you don't get the point.
The pimpus. Should we find out?
Yes, please.
Absolutely.
So, chipmunking is the act of watching numerous recorded university lectures at 2x speed in a futile attempt to cover an entire semester's material the day before a final exam.
So, hang on, we were bang on the money. Why did we go to school? What? As in, like, the topic of...
that's
what,
a
how
fair
did we
point.
End up on exams? Because that was in a very similar vein. Oh, we were close.
We actually... Well, I, do you know what? As far as... Yeah.
We were bloody close.
We went
close.
To school, didn't we? We went into exam halls.
By mistake, we were close.
Okay. Well, there we go. Anyway.
Yeah, there we go.
Should I be big boss man now?
I don't know. I think Ashley's still the host now. Ashley, do you want him to be the host?
I guess I'll hand over the reins, but I feel my final point is cancel culture's lame.
Shall we cancel Tom?
And mine is cancel culture's sook.
Tom's cancelled, 2K21.
Oh dear. Cancelled for liking cancel culture.
Sign this petition. Change.org.
Yeah. Tommy SUXX.
He's banned from Twitter. I'm sorry.
Okay. Well, with that, I am the host. I'm not sure if you're allowed, like, the conceit of the show is that I get 15 minutes. It's now my turn, so I'm a big boss man now.
You can have it. It's all yours.
I can have it. No, I will. I will.
He's having it. Now. It's going.
No.
We're in it.
Permission's not necessary. I get it.
I have it. I'm giving
now.
You permission anyway. It's nice.
No. Your permission's unnecessary. Like, I appreciate it.
Actually,
but
that's why you're the best host. That's why Ashley's such a nice, good host. He's my favourite.
No, but...
Oh, do you think people have got favourites? Hang on. Whoa.
Probably.
Existential crisis. Do our listeners have favourites?
Like, don't like this very much.
I don't think we should ever actually talk about that. I don't think
we should ever talk about that.
People might not like one of us more than the other.
It's not me. Yeah. I know that. It's not me. He's probably not
I'll
Ash.
Have to quit
I think
if
it's
I'm
probably
not the favourite.
It's probably Tom, though, isn't it?
Tom's my favourite.
He's very lovely.
Yeah, I vote for
he's
Tom.
He's a gentle young
Well, you just cancelled him. You just cancelled me.
And it's a real shame. We shouldn't have done it, but we did.
Yeah, we shouldn't have cancelled Tom, but it's done now.
We should have waited to hear his side of the story.
God, I wish Tom were here.
I miss him, Ash.
Anyway, Tom, you can be the host now if you like. I'll pass it over.
Fuck off. I am the host without your permission. I'll die on this hill too.
Go on, mate. It's all you.
Yeah, fuck off. I know it's me. I wanted to talk about paranormal activity, so the spooks again, but less like sort of authored stories and more my own experiences, because my 15 minutes all about me. I can make it about whatever I want, and it's me today.
Ash, unplug your mic. This isn't for us.
Yeah,
good fucking grief. Do you know what, some of the previous episodes we've done have been next to a nightmare, but this
has been combative
hell. Yes. It's been difficult. Can I host now? Can we actually... Guys, I'm going to... Let's reset the vibe. I love you both.
Have we gone a bit hostile?
Yeah. Should we just...
Right, come on, guys. Enter this... No. Hang on. Let me set the scene. Gentlemen, come this way with me. Enter this relaxing resort with me. Do you hear that? Calm, indulging music. Let your spirit ride away on the beautiful waves of this audio file. Isn't it nice?
It's beautiful. It's beautiful.
Just three friends having fun.
Paranormal activity. I done experienced one, two actually, and I'm not sure if I believe in ghosts. I think aliens are probably a little bit more plausible than ghosts, but I just wanted your help to probably figure out what actually happened, not the paranormal explanation.
Oh, okay. Help you find reality in your stories, in your experiences.
Yes,
rather.
Yes, exactly. So I've got two stories. You guys, I'm going to give them just like sort of brief titles. You guys can pick which one you hear first. One involves a church and one involves lights. Which one do you want first?
Do church first. I can't wait to discuss some religious impotence.
Church, please.
Church. Okay. So, Ash, just for your reference and the listeners, I suppose, because they don't all know me that well. My sort of childhood house. It was at the beginning of a fen road, and as you walked down, the fen to take the dogs out for a wiener poo. There was a big old church that was regularly used on Sundays, but apart from that, you never really saw anyone. Anyway, I think it's a Thursday night. It's a weekday for sure. I'm 15. I've taken out a lovely Labrador and a Springer Spaniel for their evening trot. I let them off specifically where the church car park begins, because from that point onwards, there's no more houses. The church is the last thing down the road. Now, all of the lights in the church are off, as they typically tended to be late in the evening. There was no activity. The things were silent. The dogs scampered off to have a bunch of sniffs. And as I proceeded to walk further, all of the lights of the church came on. There was a huge smashing sound. And then as I looked to my right to look at the church, what looked like a napkin from far away fluttering around in the windows of the church.
I know what it was.
The bell then it was chimed. But then all of... Oh, okay, cool, cool. Segment over. Fuck me, you sold it.
The bell
it.
Goes.
But then the bell chimed, and then all of the lights went off again, and that was it. I swiftly gathered up the dogs and fucked off back home as fast as possible. But yeah, that's the activity that I experience. And I was just wondering if we can try and piece together logically and scientifically why it happened.
Absolutely. I have experience, Tommy. I don't even think you know this. This is a secret that I kept to myself for many years. My grandmother used to ring bells at the church. She was a bell ringer.
Okay. Yeah.
And I was a bell ringer for a short spell.
You weren't.
I was, yeah. I really enjoyed it as well. Actually. It was good fun. Okay. It was good fun.
Why is that the most Alex job I've... I can imagine Alex doing that and being like the most happy he's ever been. Alex, quit.
Just pull him on a big rope
and just go and
just dingle dangling.
Do some dingle dangling.
So I think what may have happened, to explain the bell ring, when you're done ringing bells, if you imagine a bell is on like an axle type dealy, so it can swing.
Yeah.
With me? Have I explained that in a good
way?
With
you so far.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. As you pull the rope, you kind of got to get that momentum going. And then when it goes all the way the other way, you pull the rope again. You're trying to get a big swing going. And then you go a big swing. And you're trying to get it to balance at the top.
Yeah.
Right. Okay.
So like a small knock either way would send the bell going down. I think a wind happened and the bell fell just on its axis thing as it will want to do, and then it done a chime.
Yeah.
And it scared the electricity into coming on.
Okay, yeah, I was gonna say, how does the bell falling account for the lights turning on and off?
Scared the volts.
So that
got your volts really, really
scared the voltage.
Alex's grandma was just fucking with you. She's got the light switches, she's got the bells, she's a bell ringer, you know. So what if Alex's grandma,
she saw me from the steeple and she said, fuck,
she was
that
like,
dude.
Listen, this guy walking his dogs, fuck this guy.
Yeah.
Or it is God's house.
It's God's house.
God lives there.
In that one specifically.
I'm gonna fuck some people up that play this that play this podcast out loud. I think God just was like, "Hey Alexa, wake me up in an hour. I'm gonna have a nap."
And that was Alexa. And then... Bong.
Perfect. Bong. Lights on. Alarm. Get up, Jesus. Yeah.
Get out of it. Go to
you know,
gaming
like, the
school.
Church is
you.
God's house. And then the alternative is like, oh, yep. God is everywhere. If God is everywhere, why do I have to go to a church to visit him? Why can't he do house visits?
You don't have to, but that's where he lives.
But
that's
everywhere,
where
he
lives.
Isn't
he? Nice to pop over, isn't it?
Yeah, I suppose.
Well, he's omnipotent, so you can reach him from anywhere. You can call him from anywhere you want to. But if you want to go see where he lives, where the Holy Spirit is, and where Jesus lays with him, you got to go to your local church.
Jesus laying with him sounds a bit sus to me.
Well, I believe, though, that Jesus is God's son, but also is God.
Yeah.
So,
wait, what?
It's weird.
Have I missed religion by a major mile? Hang on, what? Jesus is God?
Yeah.
Jesus is God, but is also the son of God. He is God on earth.
Be your own dad.
Yes.
But also, we're all God's children. What makes Jesus so special? Why is he the favourite?
He's good at spells, isn't he? His prestidigitation skills.
He can walk on water. He's got a +6 to spell casting.
He's got really high combat stats. You wouldn't want a hand-to-hand combat, yeah. Jesus. What's Jesus's class in D&D? What's his...
Rogue. Rogue.
Mage.
Bard Mage. Rogue.
Cleric. Maybe cleric.
Cleric.
Cleric, probably.
Probably cleric, yeah.
What's his deity? Is it Dad?
Yes, daddy. I wonder though how game breaking it must have been when Jesus revived himself, though. Like, he brought himself back from the dead. Nobody else done that. He did that. He rose and made us have Easter.
three successful death saves.
Yeah, exactly.
No, it's Jesus, that one time Jesus got so drunk that he passed out in a cave and woke up 3 days later.
Okay, we got distracted there. For listeners at home,
yeah,
we do Dungeons and Dragons as well, so that's cool of us, isn't it?
We've all played it, we've all been there, and we don't mind admitting it. It's the peak of nerddom, but also
some
just
of us
play
mind
it if you
admitting
haven't.
Cool.
No offense was intended about the whole Jesus jokes. We love our Lord and Savior Jesus. We love him. Okay,
we've accepted. Roll a deception him. Check.
We respect anybody. Roll a deception. We respect anybody that worships any religion. The only reason that we're in a position to spin off of the law, as it were, is because I went to a Catholic school and, you know.
Yeah, we can't be cancelled for being religiously insensitive because all of us had religious upbringings. That's the carrot of it.
Super. Sure.
No,
but we didn't say anything offensive.
No, of course not. Listen.
What's your other story, Tommy?
Yeah, Tom, about the spooky ghosts.
So do you want to jaunt the other story now?
Yeah, because we figured out that it was just Jesus, God setting a reminder on Alexa, and Alex's grandma fucking with you with the bells. So we know what that one was all about.
Okay, Google, subscribe to the 33% Majority podcast. I'm just seeing what I can do there, guys. Just trying to come up listening.
Boost the listeners.
Yeah, we'll just see a big uptick. Yeah.
Just did a prank on everybody.
Xbox, turn off.
They have been all pranked by the prank patrol. Okay, story numero dos. I'm driving back from Spalding, which is a place.
Oh, it super
to,
is.
Thirlby, near Bourne, which also happens to be a place.
Shocking.
Again, late evening, there's a theme here. My father's driving, I'm in the passenger seat, and we're just about driving past a farm, and I think I had a phone at the time, but it may not have been of that much interest to me. And I remember looking up and I saw three orbs in the sky. They were incredibly high up, but they were bright enough for me to see them. Two of them were sort of very close to each other, and then the third was further away from the two. I would say that they made
Chinese
sort of
lanterns.
Like
Chinese lanterns. There you go.
No. So they're in the sky, and I point them out to my dad, and my dad doesn't believe me. And I say, "Well, I'm not lying. Stop the car and just get out and have a look." So he pulls over at this farm, and we're looking up, and there are three lights in the sky. And so now my story's more credible because Daddy seen it too.
Get him on the phone. Get him on the phone.
Hold on.
Are you actually calling Tim?
Right. Actual Tim.
Actual
on the show,
Tim on the show. I'm so excited. If he answers the phone, I'm going to fucking come. Non-ironically, directly into the mic.
Dad, I want you to watch your language. And buckle up, because you are currently on the podcast. I've just dialed you in. I've paged you into the podcast.
I wonder what was going on. So what?
You're on the podcast.
You're live, Tim.
You're here. You're live.
Oh, well, that's cool.
So basically, Dad, I have got the other boys in my ear. You can't hear them at the moment. But basically, we're talking about paranormal activity and paranormal stories. And I was just explaining about a time when I saw three lights in the sky, and it was pretty spooky. And I said that...
Oh, most definitely.
And you saw it too, so I was just wondering if you could recount the story to give me a bit of credibility.
Yeah, well, it was down the straight to Baston, and you just thought, or I just thought it was... an aeroplane, and you'd hear noise, and they just all kept all in a straight, well, not in a straight line, they were sort of in a bit of a triangle, but they weren't flashing, and it was just weird, and we just jumped out the car to look at it and hear from it, and it was just sort of, well, very surreal that there was no noise, and it was lucky that it was probably a still evening, and we couldn't hear anything. And we couldn't put it down to anything in particular.
Yeah, and then they darted off towards sort of Deeping St. James direction faster than...
Straight over Deeping, Baston to Deeping.
Yeah,
Wow. And what does Timmy suspect it was?
Well, I'm not averse to believing in UFOs and all that stuff. So I just think it's possible that it was a sighting. But it's the fact that everybody's full of, unless you can probably get hold of the Air Force or anything like that, of substantiating whether, yes, there was three aeroplanes that were really quiet ones that were flying over that night. And it just seemed strange that there was no deviation and stuff like that.
Exactly.
That they were just all together.
Yeah. Well, Dad, cool. Thank you very much for giving credence to my story. The other boys say thank you, and you shall now be able to hear yourself on the airwaves at release of this episode.
I should look forward to Wednesday, as always.
Tuesday. Thanks for that one, Dad. But Well, Dad, thanks very much. Have a lovely day.
Thanks, Timmy.
Speak to you soon, and good luck, boys, and speak to you other two guys that I can't hear soon.
Bye-bye.
Bye, Tim.
Actual Tim. Look at that. Can you believe actual Tim?
Impromptu. Everybody, that was Daddy. But yeah, the story, I didn't make the dang thing up.
No, you've got some credibility there now, Tommy. I think that's very good. Timmy's raised interesting points about government bodies being being involved. What are we suspecting?
Yeah.
Sort of military testing of hypersonic speed capable aircraft?
Over Deeping in the UK.
Over Baston, Lincolnshire.
To be fair, there is an element to that because it's quiet, isn't it? It's not like you're flying over a densely populated city. It's fields.
Yeah, that is true. That is true. Huh. Well, anyway, although we maybe didn't solve that one because we did get Daddy in, but we have overran slightly. It was nice to have a guest, though, but I think... Yeah, let's go with military testing and...
Military testing, wow.
Alternatively, maybe Deeping is where the aliens live and they just nipped out for a little wander. And
makes
like,
sense,
oh, we've
actually.
We've been spotted by world-famous podcaster Tom and his world-famous dad Tim, because they can tell the future, and then they just piddled off really quickly.
To be fair, if they were going to live anywhere, it would be Deeping. And on that note,
lots of
thank you all
there.
So much for listening.
It's been a pleasure. A joy.
Yeah, thanks for coming, guys.
Do we need to say anything else? How do we normally finish these? I've forgotten.
I usually finish with like a grunt and then some tissue and sadness.
I just wanted to say thanks very much to everyone for listening. And as we've said previously, giving us a like, a share, a subscribe, recommending us to friends, it's all incredibly helpful. But we also just wanted to say that anything and everything that you've given us so far has helped us get to 500 streams in literally our first month of doing this, and that's probably
crazy numbers.
480 more than we expected, so we are just over the moon and very, very grateful. So thank you very much.
And if you have any suggestions for subjects, feel free to send them in, because at some point we're gonna have to drag one of you all on to debate you.
It'll be lovely.
A delightful pleasure. Have a lovely day. Thank you for listening.
See you next week. Bye.
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 Mary redeemed a $50,000 cash prize playing Chumba Casino online.
I was only playing for fun, so winning was a dream come true.
Chumba Casino is America's favorite free online social casino. You, too, could have the chance to win life-changing cash prizes. Absolutely anybody could be like Mary. Be like Mary. Log on to ChumbaCasino.com and play for free now. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details. The voice in the preceding commercial was not the actual voice of the winner. We'll be right back.